I'm immensely proud. I couldn't be any prouder of both of them.
And how's the rescue dog doing?
He's doing okay. I've not spoke a lot to Mike. I spoke to him on Saturday. And they were just very tired, but obviously they were just wanting to get back out and do some more. So, but they said it was very, very hot. And of course, if you've got a fur coat on, it's even hotter.
Indeed. So how about your family as well? How are they coping with them being away?
Okay. We've got a 16-year-old son, and he just keeps in touch with his dad by watching the telly. He'll shout, "Mum, Dad's on the telly again," or "Echo's on the telly." But yeah, he's so proud of him as well.
And how did you feel then when, you know, when you found out that they were going to be going out to Haiti? Were you initially struck by worry or...?
Yeah, well, when he got the call, it was night time and we was in bed, and I think he said it had been on the telly, so we were on standby, and it was just like 2 hours of complete chaos, getting all Mike's stuff together and then the dog's stuff together and then him shooting off, followed by quietness. You know, after he'd gone, it was like, wow. And then I put the telly on to find out where he was actually going to, because he said there'd been an earthquake, but I didn't even know where Haiti was. Yeah. It was just like quietness afterwards.
And, you know, how well has he been keeping in touch as well at the moment?
Yeah, I've had a few text messages off him. I've had one phone call. But the Fire Brigade do keep us updated with all the time with what's happening. So we do feel like we've been in contact with him, even though we're not actually in physical contact with him. I do feel like I know what's happening.
And obviously you're reading a lot into the news as well, and obviously in the papers as well. You know, do you take sort of much notice of what's going on to that? Because that's obviously creating quite a big drama around it.
Yeah, you do. You watch the telly and sometimes you think, oh, that doesn't look so good over there. But I know they'll all stick together, and I know that's what they do, is they're all trained to do it. So, and I know he's got Echo by his side, so the pair of them will look after each other.
And how did you find out about the rescue then? You know, how was all that going?
I'm not sure if Echo's been involved in... He's been searching. But because I've not had a lot of talking with Mike, so I don't actually know what's going on. But I've been reading in the papers about the rescue of the little girl, and I've also been updated about, I think they've rescued some more people. But yeah, just can't be any prouder of them.
How does that make you feel then when you do read that they are, you know, finding people?
It makes every single hour we've spent underneath buildings, on building sites and out in the open doing all the training with Echo, it just makes every single minute of that worthwhile.
And has he told you about anything in terms of, you know, how the rest of the rescue efforts go in?
No, not really. When he phoned up, he was, again, mostly asking about us at home. What, you know, was everything okay? Because we have two more fire service dogs at home. So were they okay? And I said, well, they're actually missing Echo. They're fretting for him now, as we all are at home as well. We're all missing them both.
Yeah. And how are you coping then at home? What are you doing with your time?
Well, as soon as I get home from work, my lad's home from school first. We take the other two dogs out for a walk. And yeah, just filling most of our time really looking after the other two.